spectral language can describe the universe as much as you want, you never get to the specific. And until you work with the specific, you're really not in control of your existence. And that is why great masters like your brothers and sisters of higher maturity and love of all demonstrations by living, they were the doers. So we know it, and we question, and the facts are constantly confronting us to live the life consciously. Churchianity is not Christianity, and Christianity doesn't begin with Jesus. It begins with creation. The Christ in you is the power in you to know what you are. And that power has been placed in creation from the very, very dawn of time. And he'll be with us right through to midnight eternity. Where each form, male or female, has to comfort with that reality of what they are within themselves. And we'll be constantly reminded by that principle. See thee first. The kingdom, or the story, or the relationship of God, the principle, that is Christ, how this structure is put together. And this righteousness, how it operates. And it will free you from the belief system. And seen and all, men and women, Lord of the soul. Suicide? That's the second step in the desert that Jesus resolved when he had to face his own negative thought mind. As a test with the positive thought mind. We call it devil. And the positive thought mind we call the Christ in us. And the human form has to face it. So jump over the wall, and that is commit suicide, and get pleasure. If you do jump, the Father in heaven will send little angels to catch you. Now, one of the kids starting to be a priest, I asked my mentor, I said, why, Father, where did it want to catch Jesus? And he laughed and he said, you don't understand that the truth is we all feel anguish because our Father never asked us to this firm. He bonded it over. We were thrown out. And you sure have to use every vicious act to be a winner. There are no losers in this. But you can make yourself a loser by believing you lost your race or you're unworthy, and then you may want to end your existence. But all you did was to hurt yourself by identifying with who you are, not with what you are. What you are, you're a winner. A sperm thrown out without consent, that's what we call drafting. It should have every right to rebel if it wins. And it goes down the uterine canal towards the ovum, And then, if you ever were to see the actual phenomena of the sperm breaking the ovum, it sure is one of the most Indiana automobile routes. Everyone has tried to get there, but you know something? A loser can't be born. Only the winner gets to the ovum and it's completed. So we're not going to feel vulnerable of what our parents did short out. And we're not going to feel angry of what society may call us from the parents' mistakes. We are thankful to know what we are that gives us the right to our true inheritance of divinity. What we are all winners. There are no losers in this universe. But you can make yourself a loser. And you can live a life of losing. And creative intelligence, God, will provide you as many opportunities for you to run the race till you decide that you are a winner. And then, to him that overcome it, I'll never say so to you. You have overcome all the fears and frustrations and the fixations with the understanding. And then you're free. But the caterpillar would laugh at you and says, what if you so not? That's left as a model for us, a reminder, as we lose our sense of direction in the who, we will eventually come back to that model and then look at what we are. So creative intelligence, God, has its purpose of will to constantly remind the creation that it must establish its identity with what it is, not who it is. So, Brother Jesus answered that particular condition of suicide by saying, don't tempt the Lord. We don't have the right to kill ourselves anyway because we don't give ourselves life. Even how miserable life can seem to us from the fact that we are thrown out without our consent and ingrained in the memory bank of itself, we don't have the right to kill ourselves. And then we will be totally surprised that an element can't kill another element, no matter how it tries. An element is already mortal. So you're stuck with your immortality. So you only play the charade of a skin, you see, brown, yellow, black, yellow, all colors, male, female, and this is the charade you play, it's called a who, the who game. And after you realize that, you know, one of the funniest things I've ever seen is, what in you reverses the clock in your strange way, and if you think you're falling apart, and all of a sudden you start looking younger than all those who are younger than you. And everybody wonders what the heck happened to you. You'll return to the what? You have more vitality, more aliveness, because the elements inside that put you together have suddenly synchronized with the understanding for the first time. And like Paul would say, I understand. That's the truth of the truth. I don't need the magic or the miraculous conditions to convince myself of what I am. And so this is what all the great men have all done. The evidence is that they have arrived at the understanding of what they are. As a glory to the creative intelligence. First, most important intent that this principle can have. Giving an example of its reality. And that reality is immortality, or internal, non-breakdown. But that's only one of the gifts of that particular accomplishment. Look at the many other on top qualities of God in you, that you're aware of what you have. There are much. So, three tests that are very dominant in our lives. And the form, one is food. You'll kill the food if you're going to get stuck. That's one of the funny functions of life. And yet, that's the very first thing that Jesus demonstrated, that we have power over. Who we are will make us want to kill the food. What we are will show us that we don't live by eating. So Jesus said, man doesn't live by bread alone, but an indirect form of element in the form of bread. The elements could be iron, calcium, phosphorus, calcium, nitrogen, they're inside the bread, fried bread. We process it with our saliva. But you know something? You can't keep it inside. You can't eat all the single items. Otherwise, you're constipated. So, Buddha says, a cutlet is the cause of suffering. So, right away, you learn you're going to be very much loving and devotional. So, it's better to give than to receive. Well, and so, Brother Jesus looked at us, well, and this manifestation, he lived our existence. It's sustained by sonic word, resonance, that passes through the elements of holding together the form. We are held together by, I heard it, I can't see it. But I can record it. There it is surrounding me all the time. It's called divine voice of self, resonant word. And so it is in the beginning of the word of the agricultural language. And the word was that God created the intelligence. And the word was God. It ain't going nowhere. And the word was made flesh, that means it took a form. Put the atoms together to synchronize it like geometry. And well, the man or the manifestation of the geometry. So the Chinese people say, it's hard to talk to yourself, you don't move your lips in the pocket. So, sound is always going to be here inside of the body. I mean, when I always confront yourself. And the confrontation is the who and the what. You call it right brain today and left brain. So, but food will drive us to that. Therefore, starvation and all these things will always be as a test to force the who to face down its fullness and begin to recognize what it is. Then the next condition would be suicide, not being competent, not feeling accepted and lousy, we and all can't do nothing. And then when you realize losers can't be born, suicide is not a real threat in the world. Why threat the Lord? We never gave ourselves life in the first place, so how we can take it? And we can't go any place that automatically establishes what we are. And last but not least, we can't own a doggone thing in this beauty world. So very good. I'll give you all this if you only found out what to do. If Brother Jesus fell asleep last night, what is all that big universe around you going to do for him? So he said, but the man says, you can't own anything. So he says, get me behind me, take me in left brain, quit harassing me. And he walked out of the desert knowing fully well that elements in the form of food, elements in the form of lack of acceptance and elements in the form of possession are not really valid. They're only mind games for who we are. The actual truth is, what am I? I am the element, because it is structure, it says, come, let us make man. In our own image, this is come, let me make man. The word is in us. That means there's more than intelligence involved. Intelligence and element are involved. And a man is a manifestation, a form, a functioning mechanism. Male and female would imply us, how the structure is held together with intelligence and man. And the male and female in the Chinese or the agricultural language is called a yin and a yang. Modern physics call it plus minus. You can't run anything in this room without a plus and a minus. And if you look around in this room, male and female, which one of you are too old for me? Or too strong? Everyone in this room is a sperm and ovum, right? Now you know what you are, so how can you get around it? And that's what we confront ourselves. So the losing sperm didn't get there, the winning one got there to the ovum. Well, we decided to leave the male aspect or the female aspect, it is the dilatum or the constriction. The eastern man, as I culturally call it, yin and yang. And I like to be a little comical. And you take a yin and a yang and you join it to get a yang. So I'm the result of the yin and the yang. But that's where we are. We're heading towards this internal comprehension. And so there's no way that the who in us will ever allow us to return to the true understanding. We have to get to the one. And it's the one that makes us realize that all the wise men, our brothers and sisters, have all come down as bodies to remind us. And we point out the way. Look inside. Look at the structure. See how it's put together. And then you will no longer fear. So God visited to man, this manifestation, breath of life. Now that's the funny thing. That's only given to you through your nose after they cut the cord. You ain't gonna get it through your nose no matter how they try inside the womb. So you better now you come to grips with yourself. You're inside a womb, you may make all kind of noises and talk, and everybody say you're wonderful and great inside there. Well, you're in breathing with your nose. Till you come out of that womb and they cut that cord, and then if you do breathe with your nose, and if you stay on time, as Mr. Carl Jung would say, synchronicity with the environment, you'll keep it. Otherwise, we'll put you back in the soil.
And
that's why when the who quits pressurizing society and look at the what, then society will move on to a higher level of self-acceptance and the norm. The true man, the purpose of the true man, is life. But I'll tell you why, that we must exist. The skin of the banana is necessary to protect it from the world. So the who in societal living is necessary to insulate the individual oneness. As a child evolving to an adult, you couldn't start off with a oneness. You have to start off with a rootness. And then nature lineage up for 30 years is called Saturn return. So for the first 30 years, you're allowed to muck up. And the next 30 years, you're allowed to clean it up. And if you stick it out of dome padding, all the rest is yours. So that's where Solomon comes in by saying there's a time and a place and a season for everything. This is the one aspect that why the child evolving to an adult goes through all the hoops. And then the one begins to emerge and the body breaks up from incorrect living. That is forced to correct itself. That's where the difficult like this is cleanliness is next to godliness. Clean up your actions. I only say cleanliness is godliness. You do it right. But this is what we are forced to come to grips with in ourselves. And you're entitled, everyone is entitled, if you don't take it away from the person, the right to nothing. You're right. I won't take it away from you. But it even could take it away from you. You have that right because it's given to you. So breath of life is put into us and we became living souls. Most of us got a erroneous notion, we have a soul. And then we use the body to feel it. But if you are a living soul, maybe the world is living soil. What you really are is living elements walking around in a container called skin. And more than big issues are simply not holy soil. This is all soul yourself. So God is already outside and inside, but he's playing a charade of a game called illusion, Maya, Eastern terminology, Western sciences, relativity. The who, we call it. The what is. The form is living, solid, onward dynamic of concept. Than soul, because that could be very negative. But the livingness of the soil, the integration of the elements to act as a living mechanism, indicates its immortality. You don't have to work for immortality, you have to accept your immortality. By chasing down the who and generating the what in you. Now electricity says what are more important than what? Voltage? So even that goes back, they couldn't get around that no matter how they try. Funny man, that's a big humor. I love it. That's what it is. So this is why we say that. We're entitled to panic, we're entitled to all different things because we didn't ask to be created. We were just told, come let us put this thing together. And right away, the elements put us together. And go forth and gear up yourself as monkey plucking. I don't know how we can be anything more than that and then have dominion over the universe. This wonderful form is given us wonderful investment to go up. And you know, if you
look at the word dominion, there is no indication of it can be a human. It only say you have authority over the empire. And all the different conditions can make you come to this acceptance are provided by the laws of nature, providing a choice. And the choice is living to die or living to live. But if the Creator put us together, wanted his creation to die, he would have started in the first place, because he would be their chief, and he'd be out of business. And he wouldn't leave a model of his existence in the environment like a caterpillar, which represents the sperm eating it with a butterfly hood, to remind his own creation, that is the essence of my real purpose. So my will be done and not your will be done, no matter who you think you are. I'm going to make sure you're immortal if you like it or not. So wake up and accept your immortality and live in the now. That's what he has done throughout his whole creation. And he will run into all of his brothers and sisters and he comes to time and they'll all be looking at the one reality. What now? The who in us is generated from the time we take the breath, and those who are responsible will be called parents. While you're in the womb with mom and pop, after the cord is cut, they are called parents, and they can be parents in 18 years, required by the law. In some countries, and other countries, they depend on what. But they got a parent. And you and I may play all kinds of charades about who, up to that point, because they're going to program you, a door is a door, and a window is a window, and don't mock it up. And so your who-ness is hacked into you within that time frame required by society. And if you don't obey, society will make you obey, because they have little farms for you to learn how to obey. But that's all the period allotted for the who. That's why I say up to 30 years, you got all that time to play around with the who. Now, what would be the problem is caught and stuck, and you hear this voice. Hi, Mom. This is Captain J.P. 4 from the Sun Treaty, and I'm here back to return. And the way you look, what's the problem with the school fight? But a lot of things are happening in our environment, so nothing will be possible. If the child comes out, he wants to walk off to there and salute you and the captain. So the who's are in the first portion of our life. And we're inside of this, and we have to program the person or the child to relate to the environment. Then, and we're supposed to assume personal responsibility to function on its own. Than the what comes in. You don't really make the transition from who to what until you're in the stage of deciding for ourselves to go from the passenger to the driver. And everybody's got to drive their own car. No, this is one thing. All our brothers and sisters have come through and demonstrated the immortality of nature. And we are caught up in the live-to-die condition and forced to recognize this to live as the actual truth. Yet, no realized master or state will breathe to you. In my case, I fell off a building years ago and cracked up 30 feet, washed up, and I was in outside here and everything. I didn't need the devil to guide them, wonder how they didn't need any type of dope to be the devil, let alone a God that would sit up and reach me. So I said, I want to see heaven. So what I saw, the pearly gates of heaven, beautiful, all in the gorgeous world, something in my brain said, go on through, push it down. And I pushed through the other side and I saw all the angelic delegations to the people. I guess this is heaven that you have it. So where is heaven? Fiery gates all around. Boy, something like push it down. And I push you like a, by spinning, like a, what do you say, acceptance of consciousness. And then the other side, all the water stacked up my brain to keep the fire going. I said, where the hell is the devil and where's God? And that's what the demons look at me. I'm Yogananda and all these guys. And this is it. Where were you, fellow? Over here. Then they disappeared, and I'm looking at myself like a millions of faces. They're all me looking back at me as if, me, 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 I am me, I am me. Uh-oh. Then it's going down, and then I realize, oh, hey, I ain't got me again. Breath of life, you know. And I'm looking at the faces of all the faces looking at me. And not one of them. Yeah, their eyes are all say, breathe, breathe, breathe. You know, you ever have experience being out of breath? Funny sensation. Huh? Well, imagine me, I fall off a building, I don't even realize the damage there of the injury because so far this is to the floor. I don't feel much. No? I felt 30 feet, and that's the only, that's all I felt. And I felt 30 feet to the ground. I didn't even think I hit the ground. But the funny part is I tried to get up. None of the parts will hold up. Then I know for sure I goofed it up. By that time, your brain says, oh, you don't go up, you. But I have to go that route to find out. And in all honesty, the great ones will not receive you, but they will love you. They'll constantly remind you to get up. And that's what they do. Pick up your cross. Don't pick up your God. You can't preach to them. You have to form. The line of the energy going this way, and the line of the energy going this way, and your nose is in, and breathe. That's the gift of the Creator, not the whole creation. Now, when someone brings you a gift, what is your normal reaction? Sense of gratefulness, thanks, right? Thanks, right? That's the same principle that you're forced to use. That's why the yogis or unified conscious people in the traditional agricultural language made such a reference to the breath because it was triggered in at the time of the cutting of the cord. And in any experience of being out of breath, it's the one thing that you pray for because it keeps you conscious. Don't breathe in this area. Food? I'll put it this way. I eat everything, but I know when. Now that's the difference between me and macrobiotic and all the other people. They know what to eat, but they don't know when. And I met their best representative. And then I asked them to eat a certain food that they can't make. And they would tell me they would not cut that food because it's toxic and bad reaction in the body. And I said to myself, I don't know of a single thing there's there in nature that's going to be practical to be used. And I'm already told by the Creator, eat everything that moves on the face of this. So, but no when. And if you're in doubt as to when, you can always use Master Charge. Bless it before you put it in your mouth. Because he came and he gave Master Charge the night before they hung him on the cross, you know, and stuff of all that kind. That was the Master Charge. Eat this, a solid object, is given for the remission of sins, which is misapplied decision of not knowing what to do with. In remembrance of me. And drink this, that's another one. It's food, he's talking on all the things that relate to solid and liquid. Due to the misapplied decisions of not knowing how and when to apply it. It's famous. Verbally, within the body, right there and then, as a voucher for the creative life. That anyone using it with that understanding has a temporary credibility for the end. It doesn't say that you must abuse it. It also implies that you better find out how to do it properly along with the Master God. So, someone asked a friend of mine, sir, are you a vegetarian? His name was Yogananda. And he said, no, I'm a proper eatarian. Vegetarians eat french fry and coke and die. But a proper eatarian knows that he is. It's not one. But it was what you have made you sick. It's not proper. It's that you have it made you sick. Now, you drive a car. Did you buy $10,000 worth of parts or $10,000 worth of time? Parts? Huh? Where's it going to go if it's out of time? Does the Ford is stuck with it or does the Chevrolet? They're all stuck with it parts when they're out of time. You wouldn't buy it. Would you buy on time parts? So the car isn't functional because it's not, the parts are not on time, right? You buy it because the parts are on time and therefore you drive down the road with confidence. Now that's exactly it. If the parts don't work on time, you may have one of two types of diseases. Too fast or too slow. If it's too fast, they call it hyper. You have every type of disease, A to B is a hyper rate. And if these parts are too slow, they call it hypo. And you have every disease from A to B is a hyper rate. But if it's on time, they keep you and they call you normal. And therefore, you don't go looking for no doctor to correct anything wrong with you because everything is on time before time. So, this is the fact of what we are. In my case, I eat everything that I know that. So, there's not a single food that nature has made for man to use at the wrong time and if you bless it, that's not the charge. You'll get through. Well, we don't suffer from malnutrition in this country. What we suffer from is potluck eating. That's our problem. Like the day on Sunday, years ago, on the frontiers, and the church is full of all the farmers and friends you bring, whatever you have to share, you got it. And they spread it out. The men will reach out and take a piece of rib and chew on it and go and talk how to make a mechanical horse. Because they're set up as a lousy one, they don't do what they wanted to do. And the women will grab a few pieces of vegetables and go off in a corner and discuss the latest dyes or how to make nice cloth. And turn the kids loose to get them out of the hair so they don't be bugged while they discuss it. And the kids will crawl over, pop everything in their mouth. Grandma, grandpa, is not your brother, but honey, look at the future. Let's open the cafeteria. And that's where potluck keeping kids. We got plenty available for us to put it in the forgotten. So it's not the food that is not treasure. It's the benefit. See, if I had gone to it myself years ago, I would have become a doctor. I have to go to it. I'm one of those type of individuals that don't accept ideas until I market up myself first and get out of it. So I get my share of the cheese. And I used to live hard in the pump. The Yogananda was fully alive and you went to eat and you even abused his body just to satisfy his comfort and to make them feel better. Their nature could be overcome if they look at the fact. So what you do at certain times, many of them will complain, Master, we can't eat these foods because after all we have such aches and pains. So deliberately you would order certain foods for them to eat. And then if you master you, you're ready. And then you take a piece of food like that and look at them. And when they put it in their mouth, they're satisfied before they're halfway through the plate. You get a phrase out there, fixation. You give them a great deal of correction in their mechanism by showing them that it was not what they were eating, it was their fixation. And one time someone told me, you'd order a big box of popcorn around 12 o'clock at night and put on a little just in front of the computer. And everybody. And look at the eyes of everybody, see how they're squirming. At another time, they'll spread a big meal, he'll come in and sit down and look at the meal and just take a little and squash it up in his hands and pass it all around that and just walk on the roof. He was done that first. He knew the laws of physics, but he never would show off it, but he understood it. But he would never say it was time. So I didn't want to impose that 25 years at that time in the case of this country. As the years went by, those who knew him more intimately knew he knew the laws very well. And he was very conscious of his life. Many of his students, he would tell them, you need an expedition. You need this to do. And they would say, okay, master, what did you say? And they don't like it. And so, many of the students have to change their dietary habits to respond to the eating because you knew their problems were not coming to food because their fixation was making them sick. until they overcome their frustration, and then that's the proof. All of them agree that I talked to them years after that the food was perfect at a certain time of the day. For instance, one friend of mine, he has a place in my last study, and he was told to eat an egg. But he got to eat it in the morning, and one morning he was going to eat it, and then I said, I didn't tell you in the morning. So he put it in the egg. So that's it. Later on again, he started trying to cook one in the middle of the day. I didn't tell you in the middle of the day. Well, by that time, the boy is frustrated. Where do I eat it? I said, eat an egg. So, since he was confronted twice, in the morning and in the afternoon, what is left for him to eat the egg? Night time, right? So, just out of sheer fear, he's looking around and he breaks the egg, just put it in the pan, and by that time you're going to have to wash it.
Ah.
Enjoy it. Maybe he made the comment that it was the right time. If that after when you start comparing what I just said, I went through that years ago.
Let mushrooms and onions.
Oh, good. Where does the mushroom go and where does the onion go? Underneath, right?
Underneath.
Yeah. And an egg is formed here. Now you understand the principle of solar dynamics of light and elements and the relevance of mass for us. They're all laws of physics. Now, we are a processor of food. We're not a eater of food. That's why we can't keep nothing. And therefore, we can't own anything. If we could own something, it would be interesting. It's just constipation. So we process food through the mouth like a machine, breaking it down with the teeth, using the enzymes to separate the parts. They come in, the elements come in two textures, a fiber or a tissue. Nine times out of ten, the agricultural heritage, they will try to feed the tissue more than the fiber, because their method of survival and slaughtering was very crude and never used too much, so most of the people have got sick over the century. The wife can try to infirm to feed them the consumption of tissue over fiber. That's how the vegetarian diet began to get an upsurge. But if it was truly factual, why would Jesus feed the people, the fish? But you see what he did with this. He sent his students to buy bread. The students look in the forest and say, we ain't got enough money to buy the bread to feed the people here. He says, okay, I can't manufacture money, that's against the law. Okay, you fellas, what have you got? What do you want? What do you eat? Got any food in? And then they found out one boy offered what he had brought in the package. And what was in the package? Fish and bread. Nothing else. Nobody had a mango or potato or squash. So, and all he would do is the Xeroxian principle of consciousness. He's Xeroxian. By telling him, okay, give him back to you. But you know what time of day they had that? Around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, going out to 6 o'clock. Towards the end of the day, that they were already phasing out. So the bread was okay around 5 o'clock, and by 6 o'clock, the fish would be okay. Now, where do you go catch fish? In the middle of the day, or early in the morning, or late in the evening? Then the light is going down, right? So basically, all these men were operating with the natural understanding of the law. And that's what we call chronobiology today. In ancient times, they called it sunlight or solar. does a pineapple grow on a tree? Does it grow on a vine? Or is it a member of the cactus family? This is called bromeliad. So it's a nighttime plant. But I don't want to be caught if it looks like you're cutigerous. And that's what it needs to do, to ensure that your genital organs have nighttime hormones. Long time ago, nature is the biggest joker for vegan and carnivore. It's called homeopathic medicine. What looks like is for what it's supposed to look like. It's called the CIA, second on the FBI, that is own FIP. It's the chief secretary, and then you have the police secretary, that's the allopathic medicine or orthodox medicine. Opposite, we see some opposite. But that's where we are. So that type of food is all the bromeliad. If it's a special food for the skin? No. You can eat it at another time of the day, and that would be around lunar time. But you're not using the principle of light to integrate with it. Elements of the food. You're utilizing pressure for the organism that is processing that part of food at another time of the day, in another time frame of the month. So, early man measured his time in terms of the moon or the sun. I see you in 8 moons or 8 suns? Good, because every 28 days he knew his wife had to go to bathroom for that meditation, right? So that phenomena is going to leave him. So he had to count moons instead of suns. Now, in every 28 days, you have 7 days that the body is exposed to the moon coming close to you. That's a pressure ratio, not a light ratio. Therefore, anything that is put in at the wrong time, out of its short cycle, would immediately be compensated by the pressure pushing it out. So early men discovered his first colon irrigation method by following the moon. Then he couldn't often control it. He had to develop good to use water. And then when you read in the Athenians who study their knowledge, they have that particular understanding of internal determination through water pressure. So you can eat the food within a certain period of the month in reference to the pressure. That's very good. It's not what you eat that makes you sick. It's when you put it in that makes you sick. Well, I think you can ask Judy for this one about that. Talk a little louder. found it similar. I came into Minder hardly. I fell off the building years ago, and the doctors were doing everything to keep me alive. I was laying a herniated bone, well stuffed up with pieces. But I was dying from gas because the body was bloating up from the food I was eating. I didn't have no bacterial disease other than broken bones, so I was given what they call number one optional food in the hospital. Anything you want to eat. But I was getting bloated with gas and not getting bones. Then I said one day after a year and 6 months going on in the shaft, I'm not getting out. And by that time they'd already given up on me. I said, I'm going to do exactly opposite to what they done. And so I started off with the food. One morning, the nurse came to me and said, what would you like for breakfast with the police? I said, hey. So she brought bacon and egg, toast, orange juice, and milk. Lovely bacon. It has vitamin C, it has the calcium, and all the wonderful protein and carbohydrates. So I pushed everything away and I ate the egg. At 10 o'clock, I'm bloated with gas and complaining with pain. So the nurse came around and looked at me and said, what's the matter? Oh, I'm getting gas. So she wrote down, patient having gas. By 12 o'clock, the gas is already gone. And so they come around again to offer you the day, eat me. And she said, what do you want for lunch and meat? I said, hey. Okay, I said, no, am I paying for it? And I said, yeah, okay. She went back to the kitchen, brought the egg. I pushed in everything else, at the egg by 2 o'clock, I'm full of gas again. The nighttime nurse came back, because it's a change shift at 4. Nighttime nurse came around 7 o'clock and said, what do you want for supplement to do? I said, okay. By that time, she read the report. Morning, this guy reporting gas. She said, I said, nurse, am I paid? She said, all right. She got the air, and I had the air that night. I'm dirty. I'm waiting for the gas. 10 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 12 o'clock, no gas. And I'm getting sleepy for the first time, which is impossible. I'm out. Next morning, the other nurse is there, and she sees the report. Patient had no gas, but sleepy for the first time. So I asked the next again. By that time, you can hear her remark, oh, no. I said, please, nurse. Brought the egg, 10 o'clock, the same thing. This is Tuesday. 12 o'clock, came back again. At 3 o'clock, the same thing. By that time, she's calling the head office. She said, we got to get something, it's not heavy. That evening, the Tuesday evening, I had the egg again, night nurse, and we reported it. By that time, front the office and the doctor's my surgeon is already notified. This guy, this is Canada Red, number one brain surgeon is Mr. Ben Peter Dillon, Dr. Ben. I'm going to go see this crazy nut. But Wednesday morning, he's there, the doctor was there. What's this Leon hearing about you? I said, look, doc, I got to get out of this place. All I try to do is find a way to eat something that I can feel healthy and not get gas. Are you using magic in that? You know the doctor. You grew up in India. I used no magic. I want to get the hell out of this place. He said, I know you're not using suggestion or all kind of things. Let's observe you. Breakfast? Yes. Lunch? Yes. Supper? No, yes. Thursday morning, he and four of his assistants are all here. You want to sign a release of Danos? We want to study because this don't make sense. Why should only nighttime you eat the egg and it doesn't put you to gas and there's no so you're falling asleep? It goes down. I was planning to get the place. Broke me up, and lo and behold, it's starting. Morning, I eat the egg, get the gas at 7 o'clock. Maybe I eat the egg, I get the gas at 8 o'clock. Nighttime, I eat the egg, no gas. It's Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, by Sunday night. They are already writing me off. This is an unusual fact. And the body does not reject the egg. Only because it's in the morning, the ability, and the gas formation to the chest. So by that time, Monday comes around and says, you want to try something else? I say, yes. Yes, you pick it, we'll work with it. So I picked the next food, or bread. Everybody loves their toast in the morning, right? Regular food. Eat toast in the morning, get gas. Eat toast at midday, no gas. He told the time when I got gas. This got down for a few days, and then we agreed upon. Bread is there, middle of day. And we went through a whole month like that, sorting out several foods. By that time, in 6 to 7 weeks after, my body started to show definite response to getting well. By the end of the 9 months came around, a little different. A year already, 6 months, 2 more months. 9 months, a year, 9 months. My body is showing everything to be older on the X-ray. It's normalizing here, it's back. And I'm ready to give up this physical therapy. By that time, I've got through a full set of foods that the body rejected and accepted a different therapy. But then when I came out, the last day, my surgeon said to me, if I don't feel it, you believe it. Whatever method you want to follow. Unless you clean up colon of yours, you'll never be there. He says, I have a unit that I devised in my own clinic. And we come and give it to you called colonic. So imagine in 1950, or 56, hearing the word colonic. It's like the ordeal. So I got out of the hospital that I signed out on the Monday morning. I went home. I have to go to this place on Friday. All day Monday, I drank water. And I had 3 healthy donor foods. All day Tuesday, I drank water. 3 healthy ball foods. All day Wednesday, I drank water. 3 healthy ball foods. By Thursday, I drank the water, nothing. Friday, I'm ready. Want coffee help for a living?
Well, you can do this. Yes, I hope you can do
this. And this is all. I went up to his office, not going to do it. Go, oh, come on in. Get out the machine, and I started to put it in the office. That's what I paid for. On the machine. And in 15 minutes, I saw the stuff coming out. I said, hey, Doc. So, since you and I signed the OK, 6 weeks ago, eating corn. Is that corn coming on me? You stop the machine. Yes, it is corn. You need to tell me, I never did digest that thing. Okay. Walked out of the room, and I said, no computer. I said, I said, better put up or shut up, and if you don't know nothing, forget about being an engineer or anything. You better learn about life because you ain't no nut. And you die with all that stuff inside you. And you call yourself a happy person. So I said to the doctor again. I said, I'll do that for you anything. He said, always give me the medicine. And I was ready to walk out the room after. He looked at me and said, you know, I'm not a man because my wife is already gone on to the other world. I don't have any children, but I have a feeling you would want to know more of your life. in your part of the world, the Orient, and then the graduate, to make it down. Now, you look at these estimates and say, I'd like to accept it. That's what I like to accept it as that. Come, study, get a place. He said, but I wouldn't want to be a doctor. If you want to be something different, come down to. He said, your speech is not cutting people up. You're saying, well, yeah, by knowing of all your body operations. And I started studying what my body is for the first time. So what? The entire different education I did. But you see, I wouldn't make the transition if I didn't spend 30 years in Mapa. So I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to Mapa. I'm thankful for the first to be there in that moment in time to make the transition. So as the years went by, I did a lot of researches and testing and studying to validate what I call solar nutrition, the science of eating on time. Therefore, I eat everything that I know then. Now, you have to know your chemistry pretty well to take a chance to it. So it's not just to get work, it's practical nature that's already there. Not to deny it, because a little of everything is better than to exist, and too much no good. But the worst thing is none of anything is no good either. Total abstinence and total indulgence is not healthy. Because your body doesn't operate on the extreme 100% anything. Your body operates with 80% alkaline and 20% acid. Like it or not, we're stuck with it. So we have to learn how it operates. So to say you're going to be 100% vegetarian, which I tried to do again, and I went to have an insurance medical test, and the doctor completed the test and looked at me and said, sir, you have cancer. That is possible. I'm not lying, I'm not joking. I'm still not a death to you. And you have to come back to me when you want to ask me. I said, Doc, tell me the honest truth. The man that indulges and the man that don't indulge both have the same disease. They're ignorant, right or wrong. I said, okay. I have that education, and you want to see it. I walk out of the office, and I told my wife at that time that I had cancer, and I was 22. So I knew Dr. Kelly, the divisor of the alkaline carrot diet, and we got in contact. I went on a carrot fast in 66 days. My ex-wife said to me, you look like a carrot, you smell like a carrot, you look like a carrot, and I don't want to be around you anymore. That was true, but at the end, there's my whole body. Came looking like a car, but then the next 28 days to make the 56 days, everything began to change. I came back to the normal color, and I went back to the doctor. He gave me the test. I said, I don't believe this. I said, what? I said, did you give that? He did the second time. He said, you don't have any signs, and I don't want you to tell me what you did. You're putting me out of business. I said, thank you, sir. Find my insurance form, let me go. And to this day, I would say, when I eat once, had a type of cancer where I was too alkaline from being a vegetarian. I didn't know the types of cancer were different. There were two types, not the types of alkaline type. And so I'm a type O blood. I could not be a vegetarian if I tried. Nature wouldn't allow me. And that's how I discovered blood type, how it could be problems with the body. And so to this day, I eat everything at the right time. So I eat my fruits and nuts in the morning, and my vegetables. And if I have to eat this four-legged or a two-legged creature, it's in the middle of the day. And that's what the Jesus says, bless them, it's not the charge. And if I have to eat the fish and the egg at night, and the vegetables on the ground, that's what I eat at night. And a little is medicine, and too much felt good. One jigger of alcohol will keep you alive, because your spine is already making alcohol as by itself has to breathe. So to say you're going to stay away from one little jigger of alcohol to be a teetotaler, you'll get cancer. You get cancer. We can stay away from it. I was a type O blood, and I never touched alcohol, and I didn't touch no meat. I was totally vegetarian, gung-ho for years. I ended up with the condition. And after clean up myself to face the fact, I realized I was on the extreme end of it. So I came back to the middle by the hard rock. So there are three types of alcohol. Three different light zones. In the morning, they're called brandy, the fountain tree, with the fruit. In the middle of the day, they're called grain alcohol or wine, the come from the grape or the grain. At night, they come from the cactus or the. So you have tequila. Or you can have ginseng wine, or you can have pineapple wine, ginger wine. They're all nice types. But it's not the quantity. There is one jigger at that time frame. And if the Oriental have developed one wine that you can drink three times a day, it's called rice wine, you know, it's going to take a fact, you can take a listen. Brother Jesus made wine at the wedding, and if it was such a bad thing, why would he do it? It's not the, and Paul told his own student Timothy, save a little wine for your stomach's sake, when you tell him to save his brain's sake. We get so carried away with a lot of these things, so he's drinking the suffering, eating the suffering from a brain fixation, and not from an understanding of health in terms of proper utilization. So you must know that if the Creator put you together, you had every intention to harass you to the word of the truth. That's why he devised the technique called devil. There are no devils to be found in the sky. If you're a scientist, how would you know a machine is good until you whack the hell out of it to find out what it's called the breaking point? Then you can sell it under guarantee. Huh? The same thing. How are you going to know this mechanism is good to divinity until you push it to the breaking point to even want to destroy it? But if you don't fall for it, you come up smelling like a rose. Foregone conclusion is important. So your divinity is already established. It's very easy.
I'm going to go to the hospital. questions. If anybody has any questions, you can ask it now.
That's the workshop we do, sonic therapy. Music is organized noise. No, it doesn't have a word noise doesn't imply positive or negative. Noise without integrated resonance is called noise. And that's called sound. Once you integrate it and set it up in terms of a relationship, then it's called music. But the body is operating in resonances and harmonics. Each organ in your body operates in different harmonics. But if you were to hear it, you wouldn't believe it. If you drank a glass of water, what would your throat do? That's an assumption, not valid. Your throat is making a sound right now, and if you heard that sound, you wouldn't believe your throat does that, that it's healthy. It has to make that sound to indicate to the therapist that it's a healthy throat, and if I'll duplicate it to you. Now, to the therapist, until he can get that sound coming out from the vocal cords on a machine that he uses to measure the healthy reaction of the tonsils, he has to recommend other therapies that correct the imbalance in your tongue that is caused in the throat. And yet the patient would not believe a healthy throat supposed to sound like that. And yet if he hears his own sick throat how it is sung, he wouldn't believe it either. But he talks beautiful English or speaks beautiful French, but he's got a sore throat that makes him think, well, I got a sore throat back. And when you measure the sound of the sore throat, it's called that's the sound of a sore throat. And the sound of a healthy throat. Now, my voice is talking. He don't know he can is supposed to be the actual songs of the cells. But that's exactly what they're doing. You see, it blew the mind of many of your researchers when we heard the songs of actual organs in the body, what they were doing. And he started to laugh because we never thought that the body would make those songs to represent health. So anytime somebody goes like this, you say what? The burping, and that's very what? Crude, as far as your skin is concerned inside there, is telling you you're lucky, you're choked if you didn't let it out. And if you did choke, this is what the song would sound like this. And then you pull like, oh my God. And then the heart will go like this. Now, if you were to hear these sounds of your body in reference to health and in reference to sickness, they sound like a bunch of noise. But we were amazed that the human body did this. Now, if you take those sounds and arrange them, you can make music out of it. And so early man came up with this to make himself healthy. Then Mozart came along and did his music. If you would go back and realize you can't make music outside of scale. The scale are what? What is the sound of the scale? Now this one is there, you know. A, B, C, D, F, G, right? I'll try and sing it out. They go like, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. These were verbal connotations to the song by the intellect. There were no machine in those days to record the actual song that was being made by the organ. But when the intellect tried to integrate it, it put it in a scale ratio of do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, or A, B, C, D, F, G. And that's basically what they were talking about. But your mouth can only go in three directions. Try and see if you can make a song here. Make a song like this. Then when I go outside of that, and therefore the human voice is already integrated to its own cellular register to maintain homeostasis. But if you took that away and you were to actually hear the songs within each organ, it's pretty rough. They sound like a door screeching, they sound like water falling, and they sound like a kettle ready to blow off its lid, and they sound like a pile of glass cracking up if somebody threw a rock at it. That's actually the actual sound that the organs make when they're healthy. Pretty on it. And that's basically what we're talking about. But now, musicians have come along to integrate those songs into a note relationship. So that when we do hear it, it has some kind of a comforting effect. And we say, if music be the food of the soul, they are.
I think there are a lot of suggestions when I had a day off and there wasn't.
Very You see, it is not music that is keeping you together. It's harmonic resonances that regulate mass. And these harmonic resonances are not comforting to the mechanism, but they are the sound that the mechanism makes in momentum to indicate it's operating efficiently. Now, how do you like the sound of a clock that is working? Pretty boring, right? Tick, 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 tick. But if you want to make that happy, you make up your own right integration of the sound to make you feel like joyful. But as far as the clock is concerned, this is what actually is going on. That's where you got the difference between the who and the what. Who you are and what you are two different things. What is actually going on in this body is entirely different. If you hear the blood running through the artery, they don't go to a red miratola, you know. They go, now, if it's on time, it's, if you're too fast, if you're too slow, as far as the doctor is concerned, he has a device to measure the pressure to read, but he hasn't got another device to listen. Now, when you have a device where you can actually listen, it is a fiber microphone, and pick up the actual sound that they're making, it picks you out more because what? They don't make music inside of you. The healthy organ has one type of a song, and it's sounds pretty unconventional. Can you open and close that door for a second and see how it sounds? Now, picture that is the actual sound that every joint is allowed to make to be a functional joint. But because it's subliminal and it's not audible, you operate totally ignorant of it. That's nature's way to prevent you from going berserk. But when we take those sounds and amplify them to the range of audible recognition, you will want to stay in the room. You see what I mean? So that's why most people who have had all type of experiences in shifting the wavelength of their brain, they heard these strange screeching sounds inside of them, they didn't know what was going on. Now, the Eastern man has heard these sounds by one of two ways, standing on his head and bumping it, or spinning around in a dervish behavior, so he got dizzy with his ears will hump. And then he sit down and he integrated it. And so, in the end, when he got some type of shift in awareness to the time frame of his existence, he began to relate to the sound by calling it audible light stream. You ever been near where water is coming down a fall? How did it sound? Now, you ever heard a motor when it's running, how it sounds? Now, if the motor knew how it sounds, would it accept it? That's the same with the human body. If it hears how it sounds inside, it wouldn't accept that the body is supposed to sound like that. It feels happy that you're hearing it sound, I'm a Daniel Lay, I'm sitting down in this chair talking to you. That makes this body feel nice. But if I was to phase out those terms and listen to the actual sound that the body is making, years ago I'd have freaked out. Today I'm enjoying it because I know those are the sounds it's supposed to be.
And if you don't make it, then I'll freak out. You see what I mean?
You like that song? Boy.
Imagine that's one of the songs one of your organs has to make all day, all night, to stay functional. And when it doesn't do that, and you hear this sound coming out of your body, you think you're sick. And then you say, you are sick. And you go to the doctor to stop it. So you give you some medicine to stop it. To go back to this. What is the research you're dealing with? What are the actual sums the body makes in reference to what it makes when it gets also think? And also think is what we call disease by going too fast or too slow. There really is no disease in the sense of words. But mechanical functions that are shifting their time frame in the mechanism. And so we call them hyper or hypo. Then in the area of the mechanism, we label them with not that good. So if it is a step and too fast, you give it a name. If it's too slow, you give it a name. So wherever it is, we are identifying, are you trying to correct it by using medicine or all different aspects? Some basically